Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday, the 4th of July. The United States is off, celebrating their attempt to escape rule by a monarch. There is media speculation about whether US President Biden will continue as Democrat Party candidate in this year's elections. Markets are generally unlikely to react to this sort of conjecture. What matters to markets is the probability of specific policies being imposed. For instance, the presidential debate increased investor focus on former US President Trump's policies, especially their trade policies, because market perceptions of the probabilities around those policies had shifted. At this point, speculation in the media about Biden is not likely to alter investor probabilities meaningfully, although that could change. Meanwhile, the United Kingdom is not taking the day off. It is instead demonstrating the stability of a democratic process under a constitutional monarchy. Markets are not likely to react to the election, certainly not today when there's no information until 10 p.m. local time, and in all probability not a great deal tomorrow. Investors have, rightly or wrongly, made assumptions about the likely composition of the next government in the United Kingdom. There are things that matter over the medium term, who the opposition is, and the position of more extreme political parties, but even the size of a government majority is not necessarily that significant. Under the British Constitution, a majority of one has the same power as a majority of 201. The difference in governing in those two scenarios is essentially the ease of internal party political management. Back in the world of economics, the US Federal Reserve minutes showed a desire for further evidence of inflation cooling before the Fed cut interest rates. There is a sense of frustration amongst some economists, this economist to take an instance at random. What additional evidence does the Fed actually need? Central banks are supposed to anticipate changes in the economy because central bank policy operates with a fairly significant lag. Waiting for every single inflation measure to hit 2% is to leave policy easing far too late. Harmonized consumer price inflation is already below 2% in the States. Almost every sector of the US economy has deflation somewhere in the country, and the labor market is looking distinctly softer on a broad range of data. The minutes did reveal some concerns about political risks to inflation. Trade tariffs are a consumer tax, of course, and they will change price levels. The minutes are not inconsistent, however, with the idea of a couple of rate cuts this year. Ahead, the European Central Bank will be publishing the account of its June policy meeting. This account tends to be a little less detailed than the US minutes. Technically, the ECB minutes are not published for years, and this is just a casual recounting of what was said. There is an expectation for a further couple of cuts in the euro area, and the ECB is following inflation lower with its policy rates. German May factory orders data were weaker than expected, as they have been all year. The last time the data actually came in stronger than expected was back for December 2023. The April factory data was also revised lower. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.